15 books on consciousness and awareness, he is well known for his wit, wisdom, and profound ability to challenge the sacred cows of the New Age movement. One of those sacred cows is the notion that the end goal of spiritual growth is enlightenment, or what some spiritual authors call living in the light. According to Stewart, enlightenment is not the end goal, but just the beginning for the true spiritual adventurer. It's going 10 feet underwater in an ocean that is thousands of feet deep. There is a world of spiritual realities to be explored that are hardly even addressed or considered by the New Age mainstream. In this mind-expanding program, Stewart will take you into what he calls the world of the etheric via your imagination in order to explore a huge variety of new spiritual terrain. The morph, a spiritual overlay of energy that permeates our world, transdimensional beings, ESP, dematerialization, magical healing, bilocation, dimensions, and the existence of modern Camelots, and much more. Beneath all of the wondrous realities that Stewart will explore with you in the coming sessions lies one key essential truth. The only true spiritual path is a path that embraces the authentic you. And now, the Nightingale Conant Corporation is pleased to present Stewart Wilde.
Hello, this is Stewart Wilde. Welcome to this new audio series, The Journey Beyond Enlightenment. I'm going to show you something very empowering that is special, that is usually misunderstood or hidden away. For The Journey Beyond Enlightenment is essentially a journey beyond the confines of this three-dimensional reality, past what you think you know to a hidden door inside a hyper-dimensional reality. There you'll see the true nature of the extraordinary power of what has come to be known as the authentic you. Normally we live in what might be a confined, rather fake, humdrum existence with little inspiration as to the future. But I'll lay out now how to step off that path, and I'll tell you how many people have literally walked into another world, a magnificent world of transdimensional beings and helpers, and the potential of a super knowing that is not limited by false boundaries and damaging limitations of the ego and egocentric perceptions of life. There is a mirror world to this one, and I'll tell you the story of that and how to get there and what to do to help yourself once you're there. You decide how little or how much you feel you wish to explore. This audio series is slightly different to others you might have heard in the past. They usually deal with practical things. Thin thighs in 30 days, the rules of effective management, of the laws regarding success and so forth. This series deals with the invisible you, the one you can't normally see. That is where your supernatural power is. It's akin to the Taoist concept of looking at the spaces between the leaves of a tree rather than looking at the actual tree. It's all about what's in the gap and how you will learn to walk into that gap. Once you're there, looking back at the world, you will never see the world the same again. Much of the struggle and pain falls away, and you'll see it all in a higher light. The journey beyond enlightenment is not the acquiring of new rules. It's letting go of old rules and dogma to become more free. And it's not aligned much to the world of yang and the masculine force that conquers and prospers in a commercial world. It's more embracing of the feminine and prospering in the inner worlds. Because so much healing comes from the feminine energy, which we call the feminine spirit. But the beauty of this spiritual journey is you can take as long as you wish and go as far as you wish. And going just a little way allows you to formulate a new way of looking at things. Then you can come back to the path 10 years later if you wish. I have people that have been coming with me all the way that started 20 years ago. They will probably still be there at the very end. Maybe it's because they know I'll get them there. It's fine to travel down the path a ways and then take a detour to discover something about yourself. It's good not to be too dogmatic, and what works for you may not work for another. What works for me is only for the crazy guys. You see, certain people are destined to become what I call the fringe dwellers. They're not necessarily hippie revolutionaries,